Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanks US President Donald Trump for his warm Diwali greetings. U.S. President Donald Trump says America will proceed with 155% tariff on Chinese goods starting 1st November. Gujarati community across the world celebrating their New Year, Besthu Varsh, today. And in cricket, South Africa crushed Pakistan by 150 runs via DLS method in ICC Women's World Cup in Colombo. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today thanked the US President Donald Trump for his warm Diwali greetings on a personal phone call. In a social media post, Mr. Modi emphasized the enduring strength of the India and US partnership. He said on this festival of lights, may the two great democracies continue to illuminate the world with hope and stand united against terrorism in all its forms. U.S. President Donald Trump participated in Diwali celebrations at the White House yesterday and extended his warm greetings to the people of India and Indian Americans on the occasion. During his initial remarks, the U.S. President praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi, calling him a great person and a great friend, while highlighting the U.S.-India ties in trade and regional peace.
Let me also extend our warmest wishes to the people of India. I just spoke to your Prime Minister today. We had a great conversation. You know, we talk about trade, we talk about a lot of things, but he's a great person and he's become a great friend of mine over the years. And during Diwali, revelers recall ancient stories of enemies defeated, obstacles removed, and captives freed. The glow of the Diya flame reminds us to seek the path of wisdom and to work with diligence and to always give thanks for our many blessings.
A number of senior officials from the Trump administration were present during the event, including FBI Director Kash Patel, ODNI Director Tulsi Gabbard, White House Deputy Press Secretary Kush Desai, Ambassador of India to the U.S., Vinay Mohan Quatra, and Ambassador of the U.S. to India, Sergio Gore, reflecting the growing engagement of the Indian diaspora in the U.S.-India ties. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the U.S. will proceed with a 155% tariff on Chinese goods starting 1st of November, despite his stated wish to maintain friendly relations with Beijing. Responding to questions about China's role as Russia's largest oil importer, Trump said the tariffs are a necessary response to years of one-sided trade practices that have disadvantaged the U.S. He emphasized that past administrations allowed China to exploit the U.S. economically and strong measures are now required. Trump defended tariffs as tools for national security and economic leverage, citing successful deals with the EU, Japan, and South Korea built on similar strategies. He added that tariffs have brought hundreds of billions into the U.S. and will help reduce national debt. The move is part of a broader secondary tariff approach targeting countries seen as indirectly supporting Russia's war in Ukraine, particularly through energy trade. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, speaking in Israel, warned that Hamas would be obliterated if it refuses to disarm, but said fighters could be spared if the group cooperates. He stressed that any decision on foreign troops in Gaza is for Israel to make, though noted that Turkey could play a role. Addressing the fragile truce, Vance acknowledged the difficulty in ensuring its success, but urged continued efforts. He also responded to frustration over slow hostage recoveries, citing challenges such as rubble and unknown locations, and asked for patience. Vance arrived in Israel yesterday and is set to meet leaders including Prime Minister Netanyahu. His visit follows those of U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. Plans are on hold for President Donald Trump to sit down with Russian leader Vladimir Putin to talk about resolving the war in Ukraine. A White House official has stated that there are no plans for the U.S. President Donald Trump to meet Russia's Vladimir Putin in the immediate future. Last Thursday, Trump said he and the Russian president would hold talks in Budapest within 2 weeks to discuss the war in Ukraine, a preparatory meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov was due to be held this week, but the White House said the two had a productive call and that a meeting was no longer necessary. The White House did not share any more details on why the talks had been put on hold. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Nepal's Prime Minister Sushila Karki met with representatives of major political parties today to discuss preparations for the general elections and security issues. The meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar was attended by prominent leaders of several political parties of the dissolved House of Representatives, sources said. 73 years old, Karki became Nepal's first woman Prime Minister last month after the ouster of the then Prime Minister, K.P. Sharma Oli, following youth-led Gen Z protests against the government over corruption and a ban on social media. During the meeting, Prime Minister Karki sought cooperation from all the political parties in conducting free and fair elections. Gujarati community across the world is celebrating New Year today. In Gujarat, New Year, which is popularly known as Besthu Varsh, is celebrated on the first day of Kartik month of Hindu calendar Vikram Sambat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will exchange New Year greetings with the people. We have a report from our correspondent.
The New Year begins with a tradition of seeking divine blessings. From early morning, temples across the state are witnessing huge footfall as people start their day with prayers for a year filled with peace and prosperity. People are also visiting residences of their near and dear ones to greet them, Nutan Varsha Abhinandan, that is Happy New Year, and exchange sweets. Traders and business houses are performing the ceremonial worship of their new account books, that is Chopada Pujan, to seek the blessings of Goddess Lakshmi for financial success in the year ahead.
And now news from the world of sports.
In women's cricket, South Africa beat Pakistan by 150 runs in the rain-affected round-robin league match of the ICC World Cup in Colombo last night. After initial delay, the match was curtailed to 40 over per side, with South Africa scoring 312 for 9. With this win, South Africa not only propelled them to the top of the points table, but also sealed Pakistan's exit from the competition. Today, Australia will take on England at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Moving on to Kabaddi, the Indian boys and girls teams have registered emphatic victories in the Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. Indian boys team crushed arch rivals Pakistan and the girls team overpowered Iran. The Indian boys team produced a breathtaking performance to beat Pakistan, marking one of the largest ever margins of victory in international Kabaddi history. The team led by Captain Aditya Dahia delivered a flawless high-intensity performance against Pakistan. The Indian girls have sealed a place in the gold medal match. Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
A dramatic heist at Paris's Louvre Museum saw thieves steal crown jewels worth an estimated 88 million euro or $102 million, excluding their historical value, French prosecutor Laure Bacau said. The theft occurred on Sunday morning, with four suspects using a crane to break into the Galerie de Papillon. Eight rare artifacts linked to the French royalty, including pieces from Empress Mary Louis and Empress Eugenie, were stolen. Over 100 investigators are involved in the case, with authorities analyzing fingerprints and urging the thieves not to destroy the jewels. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanks U.S. President Donald Trump for his warm Diwali greetings. U.S. President Donald Trump says America will proceed with 155% tariff on Chinese goods starting 1st November. Gujarati community across the world celebrating their new year, Besthu Varsh, today. And in cricket, South Africa crushed Pakistan by 150 runs via DLS method in ICC Women's World Cup in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.